I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time. It's Food Friday, and we've got some timely advice for you today if you're sitting on a mountain of Thanksgiving leftovers. Patricia Mulvey is here. She's founder and chef at Local Time, T-H-Y-M-E, a CSA menu planning service, and lead contributor to Farm Fresh and Fast. And she tells me she is the queen of Thanksgiving leftovers. Patricia, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. That's a self-anointed title.
I will not challenge the title. Do you cook on Thanksgiving with the plan, the intention of having leftovers to work with?
I absolutely do. I begin cooking the weekend before because I make my own homemade stock to make my gravy. And I go way out of my way to make an enormous amount of gravy because two of my favorite leftovers are based on the gravy.
Let's start there. Great. Okay. What do we do with that leftover? I love gravy. I mean, I don't drink it, but I'll eat it on any of those Thanksgiving things. What do we do with our leftover gravy?
My two favorite meals with my leftover gravy, one we will be having tonight, is biscuits and gravy.
Wow.
Make a homemade buttermilk biscuit, warm up your gravy with some pieces of turkey in it, and there's a simple leftover dinner, and then just warm up some of your leftover veggies with that.
Okay, that's pretty straightforward. And you said there were two favorites,
yes.
I think.
My second one is my daughter, Quinny's favorite leftover, mm-hmm. which is pot pie.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a great way to use up all manner of random vegetables and of course, your turkey and your gravy. So take your, if you made some Alsem sweet corn and maybe some roasted squash or some glazed carrots, and just do them in with your gravy, add in some more chopped turkey, and roll out a pie dough and bake it. Simple.
Well, that makes all the sense in the world. I mean, pot pie, you can put just about anything in it. It's a disposal service in a lot of ways.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Oh, well, and you mentioned the turkey in the pot pie, of course. And that's probably, you hear on Friday or Saturday, people being sick of the turkey. What are some ways to get, you know, a little innovative, a little different with the leftover turkey?
Well, there's all kinds of fantastic sandwiches that are not your typical throw on your cranberry sauce, put, you know, a piece of turkey between two pieces of bread. Mm-hmm. We made turkey banh mi sandwiches the last 2 years.
Turkey what?
Banh mi. It's a Vietnamese style sandwich. It takes French bread, baguettes, mm-hmm. And then it's made usually with a pate. My husband actually did 1 year take the turkey and make a pate out of it, but you can just do it with sliced turkey and make it easier. It's got pickled daikon radish and carrots. It's got cilantro. It's got serrano peppers, if you like it spicy, and I do like it spicy. And so then I also add sriracha mayonnaise.
Wow.
So that's not your typical turkey sandwich.
Yeah, so that is going to be a nice change of pace if you're tired of the turkey. And nice and zippy there. Sriracha mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Is that you make your own?
Yeah, you just take a dollop of mayonnaise and squeeze how much sriracha you want into
it. Oh, okay. So, yeah, that's not too hard to do.
No, it's easy.
And I think you mentioned before you came in, vegetarians.
Yeah.
Vegetarians obviously don't eat the turkey necessarily.
That's
you
right.
have a favorite vegetarian option and ideas for what to do with the leftovers.
Yes. Yeah, so I do have a segment of the family that is vegetarian. And when they come to visit, we always make roasted vegetable risotto of some sort, usually a roasted squash risotto. And the best use of a risotto for a leftover is a nice Italian dish called arancini. And it's when you take your risotto and you scoop it into a little ball and you put a little surprise in the middle of it, a piece of cheese or a piece of roasted pepper, and you roll up that ball in breadcrumbs and then you deep fry it. It's delicious.
So deep fried risotto with cheese and breadcrumbs in the middle.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that sounds
really good
in Wisconsin-y too,
yeah.
The deep frying part of it. That's
great.
My favorite, the best thing I ever did with leftover turkey, I think, was 1 year I made turkey enchiladas with it.
That's
and enchiladas good. I love because they're easy. It's just assembly. It's not really cooking, but it looks like you put a lot of work into it. So I just rolled it up with, you know, our refried beans and cheese and then soak it in sour cream and salsa and bake it for a while.
That's perfect.
Any other ethnic permutations? You've had Vietnamese so far and Italian. And
yes.
I've got a little Mexican, I guess, with the enchiladas. Any other ethnic ideas for turkey?
Sure. I mean, obviously, one of the things everybody likes to do with their leftover turkey is make some kind of soup. And you can make all kinds of different soups. One would be a Greek-style avgolimono soup, where you make your basic stock, put in some vegetables, put in your turkey meat, but then you temper the eggs. You whisk up some eggs, you pour some of the hot stock into the egg, and then pour the egg back into the soup. And then that enriches the soup, and then you add lemon juice to it. And it's a typical Greek dish, usually done with chicken, but it's delicious with the turkey.
There's
the turkey.
A Greek restaurant in town that has that on Fridays. My wife loves that lemon chicken. Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can put rice in that if you've got some. Many people celebrate Thanksgiving using rice as a side dish as opposed to a bread stuffing. And you can add rice to that soup, and it's really good.
All right. We've hit the turkey pretty hard here, but we've had a lot of side dishes. And here's the one that stumps me. I like cranberry sauce in limited doses. And then I end up with a bunch left over. And I, you know, most of it, I'll be honest, I end up throwing away. And I hate that because, you know, cranberries are healthy foods from Wisconsin.
Absolutely healthy food. And what you need to do is bring it to my house because my son James eats it by the bowl full, just straight.
Straight
it's
cranberry.
His favorite part of Thanksgiving. He looks forward to that all year long. But for those of us who think it needs a little tempering, my favorite use of leftover cranberry sauce is parfaits. Makes a great morning breakfast. Yogurt parfait with cranberries, a little bit of granola, or a dessert with ice cream.
Uh-huh.
I think that's a delicious use of the cranberries.
Wow. Or whipped cream on top?
Oh, anything's good with
layers.
Whipped cream.
Okay. All right.
Or a cranberry trifle. Now that you said whipped cream, I just thought of that. I've done that in the past, too. Lady fingers, whipped cream, cranberry sauce.
Wow. Okay. I like this. You're opening my mind. Opening me up to the cranberry sauce. I won't turn away the leftovers from the family anymore. Mashed potatoes. Now, there's one. I'm happy to just eat the mashed potatoes as they are.
Yeah.
One thing I'll do, though, with leftover mashed potatoes is they never hold together very well, but I try to make a mashed potato patty.
Yeah.
Leeks, I'll saute up some leeks, mush them up with the mashed potatoes, a little egg, maybe a little flour. And
perfect.
They're not really potato pancakes exactly.
No, I call those smashed potatoes.
Okay.
I take my
like
mashed
little
potatoes and cook them up like a hashed.
Okay. And, and what else, though, with mashed potatoes?
I have a lot of ideas for the mashed potatoes. So
we're
going to hit on my favorite leftover dinner. And I make way too much stuff so that I can keep going and going and going all week long. So I like to make shepherd's pie.
Okay. I've had that. I've never made it, though.
It's really easy. And again, you've got all the components basically just sitting there. You're going to take whatever vegetables you have on hand. Maybe you have some frozen peas in the freezer, whatever, carrots, squash, whatever you have. Maybe your green bean casserole. And put that down in the bottom of a casserole dish. Then I take some onions and garlic, saute that up with the chopped turkey. And then I like to make a sauce with tomato paste, stock, and a few shots of Worcestershire sauce.
Okay.
Simmer that up and make a nice sauce. Put that as the next layer on top of the vegetables. Then you take your mashed potatoes, fold some grated cheddar cheese into it. Put that as the third layer. Bake that whole thing off till it's brown and bubbly. It is delightful.
And that's just in a casserole dish.
Just
there's
a casserole
no crust
dish.
Involved in a shepherd's pie, right?
No.
Okay.
It's
I get
much
it mixed
easier.
Up with pot pies, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Similar
and
concept.
Then, yeah. Some more things you can do with your mashed potatoes is make dumplings. You could make a turkey dumpling soup. So you just add some flour to your potatoes and put them in and let those cook.
So you just drop them in as the soup's boiling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
And they hold together. They don't just smoosh out. And okay.
Yeah. I mean, you have to get the right amount of flour in there. And without knowing how liquidy your potatoes are, it's hard to say. But you want to get the good consistency from the flour, which also another idea is to add flour and make gnocchi. A little bit of Parmesan cheese. Boil those and then put a little bit of brown butter with sage, and that's a delicious, very different than your typical Thanksgiving meal.
Right. I've had gnocchi. That's like an Italian potato pasta.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it. Again, long list of things I like but have never tried to make.
Right.
And it sounds easier than I would imagine.
You know, it's all about the right touch.
Okay.
I've made some pretty bad gnocchi in my day. But I've also occasionally done it just right, and it's just getting the right texture.
Okay, here's another throwaway, the yams. I like a little bit of the sweet Thanksgiving yams.
But then what?
That wears thin.
Yeah. I've actually, I find them too sweet and to really use very easily in leftovers. But the one thing I came up with that I thought really worked well is tempering the sweet with heat and taking candy jams or maybe maple whipped sweet potatoes and just adding enough stock to turn it into a soup and then adding chipotle and adobo sauce so that you get a little sweet and a little heat and it balances out really nicely.
All right. Here's a puzzling question from our producer, Galen. Is there anything to do with leftover pies? My strategy is to cut a piece, put it on a plate, and then eat it. He's wondering if we can deep fry it, though, or do something wacky with it.
I think you can deep fry it. I actually haven't tried that. We don't seem to have very much trouble with leftover pie at my house. I almost never succeed in eating it the day of, and so I like it for breakfast the day after.
Okay. 30 seconds or so left. Any favorite things that we haven't gotten to for the Thanksgiving leftovers?
So I think a really fun thing to think about is all those leftover stuffings.
Oh, yeah, the stuffing.
And you can have a little appetizer party where you stuff some mushrooms and you can deep fry your stuffing as a ball. You can stuff pork chops if you're tired of your turkey. Or stuff a meatloaf. So there's a lot of ways to use up the stuffing that's not just reheating it.
Just stuff it with other stuff.
Yeah.
Patricia, thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you very much. It was fun.
That's Patricia Mulvey, founder and chef at Local Time. They give advice on what to do with food from the community-supported agriculture programs a lot of people subscribe to around the state.